Let me ask you something. Let's pretend for 1 second that you're a sales manager. You are responsible for managing a group of salesmen, saleswomen, and due to diversity reasons, you also have a sales non-binary on your staff. Your team. You're responsible for selling just for men to WNBA dump divers and their dozens of fans. Naturally, the product sells itself. Hair growth is critical in the WNBA. They determine overtime games by counting facial hairs. Over a decade ago, one of your salesmen inherited the best territory in the company. His territory, it covers the dumps in California where feminine hair growth is really popular. Since 2011, sales in his territory have declined by almost 50%. Now, it's not due to market conditions. Your competitors, they are thriving. They are still performing well. This sales decline, it is due to sheer incompetence. You got one of two options here. Number one, you fire this incompetent doofus. Number two, you offer him increased job security by extending his contract through the rest of the decade. Which option are you choosing? I would imagine 99% of you are choosing option one. Well, Casey, who's the other 1%? The other 1% is the Board of Governors in the NBA. Earlier this year, they were responsible for extending the contract of Adam Silver through 2030 after years and years of huge embarrassing failure, years of destroying the public perception of the NBA. We have reached a point where women's college basketball is more popular than the NBA playoffs. Here in about a month, we might see games in the WNBA regular season outperforming the NBA playoffs. And the man responsible for the destruction of the NBA receives a long-term contract extension? Name another job in this country where you can consistently underperform and not only keep your job, you're also given increased job security. This past weekend was the start of the first round of the NBA playoffs. If the NBA was going to turn things around, I thought this could be the year. Western Conference stacked. The seeding in the Western Conference really doesn't matter. Outside of Denver, the rest of the teams are evenly matched. Pels Thunder is a 1-8 matchup, and I think my Pels have a great chance of winning that series. This has the potential to be the best postseason that the NBA has seen in years. Yet, for some reason, casual fans just can't seem to be bothered. Casual fans just aren't interested. Now, before we get started, let me get one thing out of the way first. I had several of you guys reach out to me last night asking how to become a member of the channel. I thought the join button was noticeable, but apparently it's not. So if you want to support the channel by becoming a member, I included a link in the description below. All right. Opening weekend of the NBA playoffs can only be described as, I would call it a disappointment. I'm not going to call it an outright disaster. It could definitely be a lot worse, but it could damn sure be a hell of a lot better. The NBA averaged 3.8 million viewers, down 8% in the ratings and down 9% in viewership when compared to last season. But KC, that's not a fair comparison. Ratings for opening weekend last year were the highest the NBA has seen since 2011. Okay, all right. Ratings were also down compared to 2022. If you want to go back to 2013, this was the third least watched opening weekend in the last 10 or 11 years. Now, I'm not comparing this past weekend to 2020 and 2021 because those were the years that Fauci was spreading his love across America and LeBron James couldn't be bothered to play basketball because he was on his knees combating mythical racism. Most watched game of the weekend was Lakers-Nuggets, 5.6 million viewers. That was a decline of a million viewers compared to Kings-Warriors last year. 1 million people, gone. Bucks-Pacers, 3.4 million, down 32%. Clippers-Mavs, 4.7 million, down 16%. Now, to be fair, there were a couple of bright spots this past weekend for the NBA. Sixers-Knicks drew 4.2 million, up 7%. Mike Pels closing out the weekend against the Thunder, which I thought was the best game of the weekend, 3.3 million, up 24%. There seems to be a serious disconnect between the NBA and its fan base, mainly the NBA and its casual fan base. There are no more excuses to be made. There is no way to justify this poor performance. 4 years ago, when the league set record low ratings for the playoffs and the NBA finals, there were plenty of excuses. 4 years ago, the mainstream media was blaming the COVID for the NBA's poor performance. It's the COVID! People aren't watching the NBA because they're stuck at home with nothing else to do! Of course, the real reason the NBA struggled in 2020 and 2021 was because of their dedication to the woke wiener. Players kneeling for the national anthem, LeBron James claiming that he was living in fear. Well, KC, fear of what? What was LeBron James afraid of? Hell if I know. If I remember correctly, I think he was afraid to leave his palace because a white cop might approach him with a pen and ask LeBron James for an autograph. When the NBA struggled in 2019, the media blamed cord cutting. They blamed a changing television landscape. This year, some in the media are blaming the absence of Steph Curry and the Rainbow Warriors. But even if Steph and the Rainbow Coalition was involved, the NBA was still going to struggle. Hell, they have been struggling to draw ratings all season. If you were to remove Christmas Day, where the NBA set record low ratings, but if you were to remove Christmas Day, the NBA averaged just over a million viewers during the regular season. Again, where is the disconnect coming from? How come this league is struggling to resonate with its casual fan base? I think part of the reason the NBA is struggling in the playoffs is because of the way the league treats the regular season. I will give Adam Silver a little bit of credit here. He implemented the in-season tournament, trying to make the early months of the regular season matter. Some people liked it, others thought it was a gimmick. Whatever it was, it did not solve the main problem, which is the perception that the regular season does not matter. This is a huge problem for the NBA, and I'll tell you why. Me personally, I look at the regular season as an opportunity for the NBA, a missed opportunity. In the NFL, I get one Saints game every week. For 3 hours on Sunday afternoon, I get to watch the Saints. In the NBA, I get three, sometimes four Pels games in a week. You know why I am so excited about the playoffs this year? Because I have invested 6 months of my time watching this team damn near on a nightly basis. When you invest that much time into something, you want to see it through to the end. You watch the team struggle, you watch the team grow. In the case of my Pelicans, you watch them stay healthy all season only to see Zion Williamson get hurt in the play-in tournament. The point is, you form an emotional attachment, an emotional bond to the team because they're basically part of your day-to-day life. You just don't get that same experience in the NFL. You get one game a week, and that's all you're going to get. Problem for the NBA? Casual fans don't watch the regular season. Casual fans aren't watching the regular season because they have been told for years that the regular season doesn't matter. By the time you get to the playoffs, your casual fan base, they have no attachment to the teams involved. They might catch a game or two during the regular season, but they don't really know shit about fuck. Another problem that's killing the NBA is media coverage, mainly ESPN. Think about it. How often do you hear positive stories about the NBA? What's the biggest story in the NBA right now? LeBron James and the Lakers bitching about the officiating last night. Did you guys see that press conference? LeBron James, Darvin Ham, D'Angelo Russell, they were complaining about the officiating, insinuating that the officials were the reason that the Lakers lost the game. It wasn't the 20-point lead that the Lakers surrendered in the second half. According to LeBron James, he lost because he was the victim of poor officiating. The same LeBron James, the same Lakers, who shot more free throws than any other team in the league. You know what the real problem is in Los Angeles? They are relying on D'Angelo Russell to be their third option. They are treating D'Angelo Russell like he's a star when the reality is he's a role player. Fans of the Lakers, they keep complaining because D'Lo isn't consistent. Which shouldn't be surprising because role players are never consistent. That's why they're called role players. Even though LeBron looked ridiculous complaining about the officiating, he wasn't necessarily wrong. The officiating in the NBA, worst in professional sports. There is zero consistency. For 46 minutes Sunday night, the officials allowed nothing but physicality in the Pels-Thunder game, which is fine. That's fine. I will always be fine with letting the players play. Problem is, final 2 minutes of the game, officials suddenly start calling touch fouls. Now, just to be clear, that was not the reason the Pelicans lost, but it's still frustrating nonetheless. It almost feels like the sins of the past are starting to catch up and haunt the NBA. For years, I have been saying that the NBA needs to build and create new stars. What do? They continue to focus on LeBron James and Steph Curry. One didn't make the playoffs, and one is about to get bounced in the first round. For years, fans have complained about the incompetent officiating. We have enough technology right now that you could be sitting in a room in Secaucus, New Jersey, and you could hear a bear queef in Siberia. Yet, for some reason, the NBA just can't seem to figure out how to use this technology to properly officiate games, especially playoff games. Some casual fans turned off the league in 2020 when they dedicated themselves to Woke United Methodist, and those casual fans have never returned. Some people believe that the NBA is rigged, the NBA is fixed, so there's really no reason to waste their time watching it. Now, whether that is true or not, it really doesn't matter. The perception is the only thing that matters. And the reason the perception exists is because of the NBA. Players are accusing NBA officials of betting on games. Players themselves have been busted betting on games. In terms of public perception, the NBA is a disaster. And the man responsible for it keeps his job. Like I said last week, the problems in the NBA, these problems are not going to be solved until you put a commissioner in place who is capable of solving them. This could be an embarrassing postseason for the NBA, and it could have devastating consequences. Well, Casey, that's not true. Ratings don't really matter anymore. Yeah, tell that to the networks who are currently bidding on the NBA's broadcast rights. Go tell them ratings don't matter. Going into these negotiations, the NBA is coming off 4, maybe 5 years of underperforming, not meeting expectations. Adam Silver, he doesn't have the leverage that he had 10 years ago. Who is the future face of this league? Who are they going to build around? You tell me, give me your thoughts. Opening weekend of the NBA playoffs was a dud. Ratings down nearly double digits when compared to last year. One of the least watched opening weekends in the last 10, maybe 11 years. What is the reason? Why is there seemingly a disconnect between the NBA and its casual fan base? Is it because fans aren't watching the regular season? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.